Revelation 12, verse 3, with another threatening sign in the heavens, a mighty dragon of fiery red color, identified as Satan, having seven heads and ten horns, and on each head, a royal crown or diadem. In the context of Revelation 12, the red dragon displays seven heads and ten horns, with seven diadems adorning the heads. The horns denote strength, and the crowns signify dominion.
No force
can stop the Chinese people and the Chinese nation forging ahead.
The projections are that by 2050, that 70%, or the 60% is now with the G7, that 70% will be 35%. 35%. The China and India together will be 50% of the global GDP. 50%. We're seeing a move in the next 40 years, the likes of which has not been seen for 200 years. And it's real. And it's real. And we're not preparing for it.
It turns out that China is going to overtake the United States in 2027. It was said that this might be delayed for a year or two. But this year, God has pulled off a little trick, right? God created COVID-19 and spread it to every country in the world. We still have 4,000 dead, right? But if 4,000 Chinese die versus 220,000 in the United States, we haven't really lost a single person, have we? In 2012, we achieved absolute superiority over the U.S. and Japan. We have gained absolute superiority over the U.S. military. And we are expanding our military at a rate unprecedented in human history. As long as we go to work every day, we will drive the U.S. to its death.
Globalists, man, they teach at the Army and Marine Corps training centers that America must merge with China for world peace. You know, I feel like a great weight has been lifted off of me now that we're openly in world government. It's openly anti-human, openly anti-family, openly anti-small business, and completely satanic. We were right. We weren't wrong. I'm very sad. I'm very disgusted. But it is said in the book of Revelation that John the Revelator on the Isle of Patmos marveled at the beast.
Who's that riding? John the Revelator. Tell me who's that riding? John the Revelator. Tell me who's that riding? John the Revelator wrote the book of the seven seals.
Looking forward through an interdimensional wormhole that God opened up to show him the Antichrist and world government, what would be happening in the future. He marveled at the beast. World government cannot buy nor sell without a mark on the forehead of the hand. You must turn over your children to the state. You must destroy your very genetics. You must kill the earth. You must worship Satan, or you will not be allowed to live. You will not be allowed to have a job. Well, whether you believe John was the greatest science fiction writer ever 2,000 years ago, or whether you believe he was inspired by God, it's being manifested. It's being set up right now.
Do not fear. I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last, and he that lives. I was dead, but now I am alive forevermore, and have power over death and hell. Write the things I will show you. They are messages for all churches.
I believe persuasively that the book of Revelation was written before the fall of Jerusalem in the 60s. During the time of Nero, when Nero's most famous nickname throughout the empire was the Beast.
The old Chinese proverb says, may you live in interesting times. And we certainly are interesting times. And then you have the Battle of Armageddon with the dragon. And all the rest of it now unfolding. So get your popcorn out, because you got front row seats to the big finale.
At InfoWars MD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric oxide, probiotics, joint relief max, nerve renew, prostate support, collagen, superfood greens, turmeric, ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Max Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWarsMD under Health and Wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Well, one of the leading experts and one of the most published doctors out there is Dr. Peter McCullough. He's with us for the rest of this segment. We're going to shift gears into military and global news and how they're openly saying that Iran's going to assassinate Trump with no evidence. Iran says they're not. They already tried to blame the last assassination on him. I predicted they would do that when they weren't doing it. I'm in their brains. I know their battle plan. This is really bad. Okay, I don't just get up here and say alarmist stuff because I like to hear alarmist stuff. I don't risk my life for nothing. The system is really angry at me over all this. But we're going to continue to tell the truth until we beat these people or until I go down with the ship. But in the end, I believe you will win no matter what happens to me or Dr. Peter McCullough, who's also being persecuted. But he doesn't talk about it either. He just keeps moving forward. Doc, with the onlinehealthnow.com, you wanted to, and I'm glad because I was going to raise this anyways, and we'll get back into all the poison shot news, mRNA mass rollouts for cancer, everything else, even though it's killing people in the trials. Your take on RFK Jr. and how seismic this is, and I believe he will endorse Trump today. I was told he would on Tuesday. He wasn't going to do it in L.A., and then he got with Trump, obviously, and he's going to be the surprise guest, we believe. I've not been told that, but they're in the same city. He makes the announcement at 2 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Central. We'll be covering it, that live feed that's going to be on his X account everywhere else coming up here in just about 53 minutes from now. And then about 3 hours later, or 2.5 hours later, is the Trump rally beginning. I believe he will be at that during the war room today with Chase Geyser hosting. Owen's on vacation. We're going to be obviously carrying that rally as well. But Dr. Peter McCullough, your view on this, obviously, I know you're a fan of RFK Jr. for his championing for so long against medical tyranny and so much more. I see this as part of political realignment with Tulsi Gabbard's endorsing Trump, Elon Musk endorsing Trump. This is a big deal.
It is. You know, there is a deep state that people think about with the intelligence agencies and the military, but people don't think about the medical and bioscientific deep state. And it exists. And at the top of this is the Department of Health and Human Services, of which the FDA and CDC report to HHS. We have the National Institutes of Health, which is a big player, UNAID, and numerous government agencies make up this medical bioscientific deep state. And they take care of each other financially, Alex, through grants, through all different types of programs to be administered. Now, if RFK joins the Trump campaign and ultimately is positioned as a cabinet member, Secretary of HHS, in my view, would be the position welcome for, by those who are on Team Freedom for medical and bioscientific affairs in the country. The reason being is because most of us are calling for a house cleaning of the FDA, the CDC, and NIH, and the HHS director would be key. RFK is an attorney. Javier Becerra, the current HHS secretary, is an attorney. So he's well, you know, educated, schooled on these affairs to take that position.
All right. Shifting gears now into the big news. I'm just going to read you these headlines. This is from the NIH out of the UK, the government website. First UK patient receives innovative lung cancer vaccine. And it goes on to say it's mRNA, the investigational mRNA cancer immunotherapy for non-small cell lung cancer known as BNT116. Now, look, I want cures for things, okay? And it's great if you can get humans to sign up for these, but lying and saying it's a vaccine to me is a fraud, and they're doing all sorts of mRNA testing on humans and animals right now. What are the issues with this?
The issues are that messenger RNA technology has been around since about 1985. In a review article by Lalani and colleagues, governments are millions, if not billions, of dollars of investment into this. So is the biotech industry. Messenger RNA technology is, in a sense, like nuclear technology. It cannot be controlled. Once messenger RNA goes in the human body, Alex, it goes everywhere. We don't understand the biodistribution, the pharmacokinetics, cannot turn on and turn off the proteins produced by messenger RNA. And so if a protein is produced to try to combat lung cancer, in my view, it's much safer to give it as a peptide through intravenous infusion or through some other method as opposed to genetic technology. We don't understand it well enough. We've already seen a crisis from the widespread administration of messenger RNA for SARS-CoV-2 spike protein. I think it's a misadventure. And don't forget, in sick cancer patients, it's going to be hard to tell toxicity from the treatment versus progression of the cancer.
So in layman's terms, they have moved, as Fauci said in 2009 on C-SPAN, that we're going to, quote, blow up the old FDA system. They're doing similar systems worldwide. They're now just directly guinea pigging the population. Netanyahu said last year in an interview with Jordan Peterson, he said, we are just going to test things and see what works on the Israeli people.
You know, it was said by New England Journal of Medicine editor that to just test the COVID vaccines on children. One of the
remember the FDA board member said on video in a meeting, he said, we're just going to test and see what it does.
That's it. But I can tell you the great concern here is that the messenger RNA could reverse transcribe. What I mean by that is the human body can make a mirror image code of it and then insert it into the human genome, insert it into normal cells, make those normal cells become abnormal. So if we treated a lung cancer, maybe years down the line, we could have some other new medical problem because of reverse transcription. It's a dangerous technology. I think it should be shut down.
And you said this, I remember, like 3 years ago, but I've seen studies where they now admit it is doing that.
There is a paper by Marcus Alden and colleagues, Yang D. Marinus, senior author from Malmo, Sweden, clearly showing the center portion of Pfizer reverse transcribes into human DNA in a human hepatoma cell line. If the center 444 base pair amplicon does, probably the entire code does. So what does this mean? Everybody who took Pfizer or Moderna, it's possible, Alex, that their genome, their human genome, at least in a mosaic of cells, has been permanently changed.
Wow, let's move on to the next story. World's first mRNA lung cancer vaccine against human trials. Now it's time for your 10th COVID shot. Fauci says he's taken six. He's had, I guess, COVID, was it four times now? And they get up and brag about this. I mean, they're now admitting it doesn't work. They've known this forever. What the hell's going on here?
You'd think if they got a cold, they just wouldn't get a test and advertise the failure of the COVID-19 vaccines. An analysis from Cleveland Clinic, Shretha and colleagues, shows with each additional COVID shot, there's no protection. In fact, people get more recurrent COVID, just like Fauci and Biden.
It's just, and then they brag about it. Oh, I've had, I mean, Hotez gets up all the time. What do you make of Hotez? I'm sure you've seen the clips, but I've seen at least, we put a compilation together early this week, at least 10 prominent spokespersons for the WHO and others saying we want to use troops and NATO to control information, but also physically go after people and punish them. The UK Prime Minister said that as well. What do you make of this?
Dr. Peter Hotez, a professor of medicine at Baylor in Houston. I'm a former professor of medicine. I've published a bit more than he has. I think, quite honestly, he's frankly dangerous. He is calling for using propaganda, and his propaganda tool is anti-science. Anti-science is a propaganda term of which he uses to gain a power dynamic over others. That is, he holds the science, and anybody who disagrees with Hotez is, you know, anti-science.
And he says we're aggressing, we're violent with our info.
Well, what he is aggressive with his propaganda and actually weaponizing this against the population. Essentially what he's saying is anybody who disagrees with him and this government false narrative would actually be hunted down by UN police and other military forces.
And that's what Dr. Ryan, the head of their emergency response, said 3 years ago. It's just insane. Continuing on with these reports. Excess deaths in Australia correlated to COVID vaccine uptake. And we've got all these other studies. You mentioned it earlier. Major study, COVID shots are sole cause of child heart failure surge. That's what you're an expert on. What's happening?
Well, let's take all-cause mortality first. Dennis Rancourt, epidemiologist out of Montreal, Alessandria from Italy, multiple other reports, a big report in from Japan, all over the world. The COVID-19 vaccines are resulting in excess mortality. People who take the vaccines die sooner than those who don't take the vaccines. And a big mechanism by which they die is cardiovascular disease, cardiac arrest, the development of heart failure, and other catastrophes.
And here's one of those big studies right here, overhead shot for TV viewers. German doctor warns monkeypox is really COVID jab-induced shingles. I've seen a lot of scientists and doctors saying this. What's going on there?
The two diagnoses can be confused. Now, monkeypox is a more pustular rash, not as painful as shingles, smaller little pustules. But I can tell you, because in the Congo, where this is a big deal, only 10% of cases are laboratory confirmed. The rest of it, they're trying to make a clinical diagnosis. So they could misdiagnose shingles as monkeypox or vice versa. We shouldn't use the Congo, one of the poorest countries on earth, as a model for monkeypox epidemiology.
Why is monkeypox so much more prevalent in the Congo? Because it's basically, what do they call that, a genetic sink? There's just it's in the animals, it's in the...
Yeah, it's endemic in monkeys, and actually where the greatest contact is in giant pouch rats. These rats, I guess, are kept in cages, and they have to wrestle with the animals. Most of the cases in the Congo, it's on the hands because they're handling the animals. The cases in humans out of Europe in the United States are almost always buttocks, penis, pelvis, and the mouth, because it's in the gay and bisexual community. That's how it's transferred. It's essentially a sexually transmitted disease that most Americans don't need to worry about.
And the head doctor at the White House monkeypox response team is a particularly wild, promiscuous person who promotes unprotected sex.
He is somebody who looks like he would be at risk for monkeypox. Now, we've had just over 1 million people take the monkeypox vaccine in the United States, largely gay and bisexual men. But the key here is not a vaccine, which doesn't last very long and causes myocarditis. It's safe sex practices. And then when sick, the use of tecovirimat. This is a valuable drug, Alex. It's an envelope protein inhibitor. It's very effective. It's available orally and IV. Think about treatment for the illness, not a vaccine.
So if you don't want to get monkeypox, don't have sex with 50 people a month.
It really boils down to some common sense. I don't want anybody in mainstream America to worry about monkeypox. We simply understand
well. I was reading these studies where they're having some hundreds of partners a month. How the hell do you do that? It doesn't even sound real. COVID vax causes more heart damage than COVID virus and brain, blood, immune cancer, reproductive study, reproductive destruction. I mean, there's so many of these studies. What do you make of that?
Open Safely, huge study out of the UK, over 1 million individuals. This finally settled the question, Alex. The COVID vaccine causes myocarditis in young people, not the infection. It's a government false narrative. It's been propagated through the American College of Cardiology and other agencies that the infection causes myocarditis. It doesn't. There are no autopsy-confirmed cases. In fact, when autopsies are done in COVID-19 illness, the virus does not affect the heart. There are no adjudicated cases using biomarkers, imaging, and MRI. And there are no hospitalizations and deaths attributed to the infection causing myocarditis. Just the opposite. We have tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, of vaccine myocarditis causing hospitalization and death. And we've published, with Nick Hulscher and myself, have published this. Sadly, Alex, the first manifestation of COVID vaccine myocarditis can be a cardiac arrest. They don't even have a...
And that's like Ernest Ramirez Jr. Looking at this, then, we see these headlines constantly. When you follow the article, there's no link, there's no proof. It just says, COVID's a greater risk of heart problems than the shot, and then they just lie.
It's essentially a giant medical lie perpetrated by the American College of Cardiology, the CDC, the NIH. This is a false narrative. No confirmed cases by adjudication or autopsy. Right. No hospitalizations and deaths. But the vaccine, I'm a cardiologist, Alex. I am knee deep in people with vaccine myocarditis causing heart failure, heart transplant, and ICD implantation.
We're going to put that clip up front once we archive this. Moving on here, pacemaker patients experience heartbeat irregularities post-COVID and flu shot, we're now learning.
This is important. Remember, the pacemaker not only paces the heart, but it can actually monitor the heart. So it's the best way to get baseline cardiac rhythm information, take a shot, and see what happens afterwards. And
so it's a perfect controlled study, basically.
Exactly. So we've got it. The vaccines do cause heart arrhythmias in some. It's inflammation in the heart, atrial fibrillation, sometimes ventricular arrhythmias.
Here's another one. COVID shots can enlarge and weaken the heart. Another study.
Heart failure can be an outcome of subclinical myocarditis. It's very important for people to realize they may not feel chest pain initially, but then they have the onset of effort intolerance, a pulmonary edema, congestion, and leg swelling. I have cases from Austin, Alex, referred up to my office. It's vaccine myocarditis and heart failure. They need treatment for this. The go-to is McCullough protocol based spike protein detoxification with supplements available through onlinehealthnow.com.
Onlinehealthnow.com.
And the use of prescription drugs, including colchicine, mandatory, and then heart failure drugs.
I want you to speak more to that at the end here, but when you talk to these patients, and obviously you don't want to scare them or freak them out, but do they volunteer? Hey, I think it's the shot. I mean,
most people think it's the shot, and Alex, and we measure...
And the science says it is.
And the science says it is. We measure antibodies to the spike protein. This is very important. Just published a risk stratification paper on this in the preprint server, myself and Nick Hulscher, my fellow. And what we've shown is that when the antibodies against the spike protein are low, less than 1,000, very unlikely that the patient is at risk. Once we see arbitrary units greater than 1,000 on the extended range antibody spike protein test, that's where we start to discern risk for those who have had multiple rounds of COVID vaccines. And there probably is a cumulative toxicity. One shot, not too bad. Start adding more, greater risk.
Wow. Doctors raise alarm over COVID vaccine linked to infertility. They admit it's causing menstrual cycle problems. What's going on there?
There, it's clear. There's been project after project that have demonstrated the vaccines cause menstrual abnormalities and bleeding. The great concern I have is that there can be bleeding in a postmenopausal woman and basically the reconstitution of periods. Watch out. That could be early endometrial cancer.
And that's the lining of the uterus.
That's right. And, you know, we have ample data now suggesting every cancer is increasing worldwide in virtually every organ system, and it's related to COVID-19 vaccines.
Now, I'm glad, Dr. McCullough, that you brought up how to detox, either whether you got COVID in the wild, which you know is a lot less from the studies, bad as taking the shots, but if you want to detox from it, you're one of the top research doctors out there, one of the, if not the most published. You have actually developed something, come up with something available at onlinehealthnow.com that you're saying is the go-to here. Spend a few minutes telling us about that anti-spike protein protocol.
It's the base of what we do now in long COVID and vaccine injury syndromes. It's caused because of accumulation of the spike protein from the infection and in a massive doses from the vaccine. It gets stuck in the human body. We need to assist the body in clearing the spike protein. We have several years of observation, multiple peer-reviewed publications on this, very good support for doing this. It's nattokinase, which is a natural enzyme derived from the fermentation of soy. Japanese discovered it. Bromelain, a family of enzymes derived from the stems of pineapple. And then lastly, curcumin derived from turmeric and Indian spice. These are all in capsule format. We give them in combination in between meals, and we're using accelerating doses. People are doing this across the world right now, Alex.
So you build up.
And we build up. Now, listen, the initial starting doses were 2,000 units twice a day of natto. We're now going to 4,000 twice a day. Dr. Jordan Vaughn, biggest vaccine blood clot center in the United States in Birmingham, Alabama, using now 8,000 twice a day or 16,000 units. Bromelain, we are doubling, if not quadrupling the doses. And curcumin. Now, the caveat is bleeding. These are forms of blood thinners. So watch out for bleeding. If one's prone for bleeding, we do give them in addition to blood thinners. And we have found sometimes it's the only way to dissolve the blood clots. When people get large vaccine blood clots, the blood thinners just hold it steady. They don't dissolve them. We actually have to give thrombolytic enzymes. That's McCullough protocol based spike protein detoxification.
And people can find out all the details of that at onlinehealthnow.com.
That's the go-to place. The wellness company provides, really the leading quality in the leading formulation. So the spike formulation has not only natokinase, but five minor ingredients. We combine that with the curcumin and the bromelain for what we think is the ultimate spike detox trio. Onlinehealthnow.com.
All right, we're going to go out to break here in a moment, and Dr. Peter McCullough is going to leave us. We're going to shift gears into international news, military news, preparedness, and just how crazy the economy is. We're going to play a clip going out, though. Former Democrat Governor Rod Blagojevich explains exactly what the current Democrat Party represents. It's a two-minute clip. We'll go to in 1 minute. Doctor, you've got to get in the studio more often. You're up in Dallas, but anytime you want to come on remote, anytime something's breaking, you just call us. We'll get you on, because every time you come on, we don't just reach them. Let's be conservative, 10 million a day that see the main show one way or another. We're on a lot of radio stations. But then your videos always get millions of views on X, on Real Alex Jones. They get cut up everywhere. I can't even track it. You're having a big effect here. We need you.
Thank you.
And you told me the wellness company gets the biggest response coming on here. So we need you more, man. You're the top guy.
Let's make it happen.
All right, brother. Onlinehealthnow.com. Go there and you get these pre-packs. Get ready. Don't play around. And it keeps us on air. It's a win-win. You are insane in this environment. If you're not backed up and you're not prepared and you're not ready. And I'm always telling you about Turmeric, how good it is. We got great turmeric, but this has got everything over here. Go now to onlinehealthnow.com. We're going to go to break and come back and hit all the news and some really interesting things coming up. Doc, thank you so much, brother.
Thank you.
All right, here's Rod Blagojevich, the former governor.
I just want to give you the final word here. Final word here, because it's an honor to have you on the program. It's an honor to meet you. Again, the state and the city we are is a great American city, and this was a much better state when you were running it, and this was a much safer and better city and more vibrant city when you were the governor of this state. And that's just fact. That's just an indisputable fact. What is this party and this speech? You were cringing. I'm not sure if you could hear it on the microphone, but you're just kind of cringing as you were watching it. What happened to this party? What does this mean? This Kamala Harris moment. As somebody who really made your bones, right, in a corporate Democrat party, on a higher level,
the party's been hijacked by the socialists. Mm. That's where the power and the energy of the party is. It's to the extent that it has any kind of philosophy on anything, it's a socialist left wing philosophy of, as I said before, pulling people down, not pushing people up. And it's got a strange coalition of these Silicon Valley billionaires who benefit in the way things are, Wall Street financiers who are backing it. Also because, they got to play it safe and play that side in case they take over. And these Hollywood movie stars, that's the new Democratic Party. It's not the waitress anymore who serves you your meal at your restaurant. It's not the guy who's digging ditches on a construction site or working the assembly line at a factory. That used to be the Democrat Party. They don't speak to their issues. Their priorities are not about those people. It's frankly about fringe that puts out. You know what I'm talking about? That's the new Democrat Party. That's where their energy is.
It's wild.
And it's really interesting. It's migrants over working people and poor people.
Yes.
It's gangbangers over cops. Yes. This is a fact for this part. I know this Democrat Party because I was a Democrat.
Yeah.
It's bureaucrats over parents and parental rights. And it's woke and cancel culture over free speech. Yeah. That's the new Democrat Party. And I can't imagine the American people, if they realize that, are for any of those things.
It's Friday, August 16th, 2024. The world is changing. The globalist system is now attacking humanity. Here's the program's come to an end. A digital frontier. I tried to picture clusters of information as they move through the computer. What do they look like? Ships, motorcycles, with circuits like freeways. I kept dreaming of the world I thought I'd never see. And then, one day, I got in.
I'm your host, Alex
Jones. Dr. Kirk Elliott, good friend of mine, really smart guy, is our guest. And I'm just going to put this right up front. If I owned a restaurant, I would want to have the best, most delicious, healthy food at the most affordable prices where I got the biggest crowds in. So you had a great experience. You want to come back 100 times and I make money and I'm successful. You have a great time. You get treated right. I get treated right. That's a community. So let's say it again. People really responded to this truth. I've been on there 30 years. I've had gold sponsors for 28 years as sponsors. Only two companies. Because if you want a numismatic, they'd sell it to you. But they would try to sell you gold and silver bullion with, you know, 10% markup or whatever to pay their bills and do it. And that's very fair. You barely do it. I don't know how Kirk does it at 8% with his crew and his everything and the quality and the marketing, but he does it. So he's paying for marketing and running his crew and doing all this stuff for 8% and no charge to sell it back. Everybody else does that. It's such a good deal. It's very frustrating. I know we have millions of people watching every hour, and a lot of folks are calling. He's getting thousands of calls when he comes on. That's great. But it needs to be tens of thousands of calls. I mean, this is so simple. In a world of fiat, you at least want to have a hedge that's in silver and gold. And if you look at what's happening, I am only going to try to push something that I believe I would personally do. And that I personally do. I mean, it's real simple. Do unto those who would do unto you. That's the golden rule. And Christ said, actually, you need to go further, lay your life down for others. But when everybody's like that, you live in a great society because nobody's really having any problems. Everybody's a badass. Everybody's willing to sacrifice. So it is a no-brainer to call them, do a consultation, and get into silver right now. And if you want some gold, you know, maybe get an 80% silver, get some gold. But I think he's dead on. I don't think I know. You would be all silver. That's what's going to go up, obviously. That's what's undervalued. Then you get the gold once it skyrockets, which is already happening. So you need to go to kepm.com/gold. That's Kirk Elliott Precious Metals. kepm.com/gold. And then InfoWars is the support. Or you can call 720-605-3900. And listen, if enough of you went there, because he does his sponsorship off of what percentage he gets, we could get reporters back, expand, do anything. I mean, already we would not be on air right now if it wasn't for his sponsorship. He takes us over the top to be in the black. Not much, but a little bit. And so I appreciate the crew staying with us through all this hell. It's been wild. We're still here by the grace of God, but you need to support this sponsor. It supports what we're doing. Plus, it's the best deal, the best company, the highest ratings. It's so simple. Call him now, 720-605-3900.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
We're going to be talking to security expert Steve Sleptovich here in just a moment. And I've known him for years. I've known these folks forever. And I know what he does in his real job or his main job. Can't say what he does, but let's just say he's a super patriot and is fighting hard for this country in a big, big way. And we last covered his information, had him on during the Maui fires and the tragedy there. But he comes from the satellite phone company that's a great sponsor. But the reason I wanted to get him on is to talk about the dangerous times we're in. But first, overhead shot, please. Here's a tweet I put out on August 7th, 2024, this month, a few weeks ago, just about 2 weeks ago. And that was when Kamala actually had a big crowd at a hangar in Michigan. And my intel was, and I saw it being posted online by influencers and that were known Democrat Party operatives, that Taylor Swift was going to be there. Didn't matter if she was really in Europe at the time. Their type of voters don't care. So they showed up thinking Taylor Swift would be there. I exclusively told you that. They were told Taylor Swift was having a free concert. Well, look what happened today. Don Lemon says Taylor Swift, Beyonce, and George W. Bush are going to be the surprise guest. America obliterates Democrats last night, the last night of the DNC, for lying about DNC surprise guest and then putting out false reports it would be Taylor Swift or it would be Beyonce. TMZ admits it falsely reported Beyonce primetime performance at DNC. It's all done on purpose. Beyonce fans demand answers after DNC no-show in internet exodus explodes with speculation about who started the fake rumors she would appear. So I saw the rumors 2 weeks ago, and I told you that, and I gave examples the next day. There you go. Tomorrow's news today. And so they got away with it beta testing it in Michigan and a few other places. So now they've done it again on the mass scale. Just like, oh, they're going to give you no tax on tips. They're going to dangle it out, and they're going to remove it from you. It's what these scumbags do. All right, our special guest is Steve Sleptovich. I really appreciate him coming on. Strategic Response Partner. Steve is an expert in dealing with global disaster preparedness, security response, and recovery. Sleptovich also owns Sabra Defense Team that provides security services in disaster zones. We had him on about Maui. Civil unrest, including security threats assessment to mitigate active shootings, life safety issues, and property damage. And he advises some of the top people in the world. Let's leave it at that. He joins us to talk about possible threats leading up to the election and what's next, grid down cybersecurity, and how the elites are currently stockpiling and preparing for civil war here in America, which they admit they're doing. I don't have to repeat all the people saying it, Raskin, all of them. So this is a big deal. And yes, he's here as an expert. They're also a great sponsor. The Satellite Phone Company is the biggest satellite phone seller in North America. They are a sponsor. We hope you take advantage of the best deals on satellite phones, other security phones. But the main reason he's here is to talk about this climate, the intel he's got right to the top, which you can't get into those sources. But let's just, believe me, leave it at that. So, Steve, great to have you on with us. Let's hit it right now. What are we facing?
Well, all the indicators are across the board. If you see what the FBI has talked about as far as Christopher Wray talking about the cyber attacks, the threats to our security, all these type of things are just kind of a pregame. You know, they're prepping the water, right? They're preparing what's going to happen. So when they keep talking about the fact that our water and our infrastructure, electrical grid, has the ability to get hit, like General Flynn says, if I can think it, they've already thought it, right? It's simple. The power grid we have in the United States is very fragile. If you look at just the disaster zones that we go into, when there's a major hurricane, the coastline has maybe 30, 40 miles. The hurricane is maybe 60, 65, 75 miles long. And then it runs back maybe 100 miles in. But really, the first probably 40, 50 miles is where you're going to have most of the damage along that path. But it takes a good portion of the United States electrical line workers to pull and source all these transformers, all this line into an area that typically takes, in some cases, up to 3 months to get that grid back up. So if you hit the United States power grid in multiple areas, you're looking at about a year's worth of work and not enough equipment here to get that stuff in place. So, to me, it's like this. If China were to hit these areas, Iran or Russia, or just be blamed for it, and the U.S. does it internally, the whole system's going to collapse.
And here's the key. They're pre-programming for 3 years that Trump patriots, this is an FBI report and a bunch of reports, are going to hit the grid during this election to stop Joe Biden, they said, now Kamala Harris, when we're actually winning. So they're pre-programming. The Iranians are going to kill Trump. The Iranians or the Russians are going to cut the grid off. And, of course, none of that even makes any sense, but they're pre-programming it. We should take that very seriously because that means they're planning to or considering playing that hand and are already affecting the battle space, pre-programming that narrative.
Yeah, I mean, look, I've worked the border, as you know, for the last going on 4 years with this new administration change. There was no need for our services at the border. We did a six-part docuseries with Turning Point called Border Battles. And we also took Kennedy to the border on his documentary called Midnight at the Border. But if you see the amount of military-trained men that they've documented that have
By the way, I should just stop and explain what you do. You've got your own Air Force, your own big teams, disaster relief. I should have said up front, because your bio is so big, tell us what you do for people that don't know who you are.
Okay, yeah. So for 35 years, my whole focus in the business has been in the private sector. So my job is to plan, to provide disaster planning for critical infrastructure, like the hospitals, private airports, ports, certain logistics areas that can't go down. These guys cannot go down. So they're not going to count on FEMA. They're going to have a private contractor like our company go in and make sure that all their risk assessments handled, not just insurance, but the pre-planning side of it. So bringing the fuel, the power, the security forces, the additional medics, the emergency response vendors, everybody's moving into, especially when it's hurricanes, pre the event, riding the event to make sure that that facility's power doesn't go down or the system doesn't come apart. And if it does, there's shrink wrap crews in the fourth floor, keeping the water off the deck, keeping the water from actually stopping the life-saving surgeries. For example, one of the hospitals did 17 life-saving surgeries as a result of the roof coming off. But over 300 of our men were in there shrink wrapping underneath it, diverting waters, pulling water off the panels. Additional security teams were put in place because, as you know, when the grid goes down, lawlessness comes out from everywhere. And if you simply look at what happened at the border, it was beautifully orchestrated. So these military men are, they're in camps right now. And it's just a matter of them getting the signal. And if you do, you hit this infrastructure, the lights go out.
But again, you're talking over some folks. Explain. They pre-positioned military forces, even as Naomi Wolf, everybody sees it. These are military men with the same boots, the same backpacks. You can see their military men from the Middle East, from China, everywhere. They're all pre-positioned around key facilities already.
Oh, yeah.
Keep going.
Yeah, and people that have been ignoring it, it's going to be a dark time in America. And I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I'm there, the guy that's at the front line seeing these things actually happen and unfold. I mean, it's extremely well orchestrated. I mean, it's a great way, a simple way to start a civil war, because in America, we don't identify by color. Well, some do, or the type of person. We're all colors here in America. So once those attacks start happening, people are going to retreat and go indoors. It's easy at that time to release a virus. Now everyone's on lockdown. They're going to control the roads. You're not going to be able to move in and around that area. So there's going to be a lot of shock and awe.
So what you're saying is we're facing the real potential. When we hear top Democrats say we're going to have a civil war and new viruses and lockdowns. You, as a security, logistics, emergency expert with a leading company, well known, you are seeing all the signs that they are warming this thing up to maybe even do it.
Well, Alex, 35 years in the planning side of it, and never before have I ever had these conversations with some of the critical infrastructure that we're working for. So these are actually being put into plans of how they're going to respond. So, yeah, this is...
So you're saying power plants, hospitals, airports are gearing up for this already?
Yeah, they're absolutely gearing up for it. And we've had conversations for the last 2 years around this and actually what we call hardening the structures so that they can survive an attack. But they themselves are scrambling because they're really behind the eight ball on this one.
And for folks that don't understand this, there's been a few times in my life when I'm down at Port Aransas or the beach with family and I pull over to eat somewhere and I take a wrong turn and I drive by a refinery and then instantly a state police car shoots out, follows me, runs my plates. One time pulled me over. What are you doing? Why'd you drive over there? That's going on everywhere. But if people start attacking, we don't have enough people watching all this. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, you're not going to, there's not enough resources. I mean, recently we were in D.C. On the planning security team for Rescue the Republic. And as we were going to grab lunch, we were taking some pictures of the Commerce Building. And it's interesting because two undercover patrols guys followed us to the restaurant, stood back, then followed us when we left, and then approached us with two of my firefighters that are part of the planning committee. And it was interesting. They're like, why are you taking pictures of the building? And one of the guys goes, well, because this is America. And he's like, well, no, you have to understand something. There's just a huge security risk right now across the country. And I'm like, well, I'm grateful that you guys are doing your job. But I'm thinking to myself, when it all goes down, you don't have the bandwidth. That's why whenever there's a wide area disaster, I mean, just Northridge earthquake back in 94, the fire department was tapped out in 7 seconds. They couldn't take another phone call. Law enforcement is going to be completely overwhelmed. I mean, here's the thing. The reality is with 1,000 of my guys, I can bring LA County to its knees. With 1,000 of my guys. There's over 200,000 that they have registered already in the United States that are highly trained that can do what my guys do.
Particularly Hezbollah.
Yeah, there's a lot of groups right now that, you know, listen, America's not going to go put someone's house fire out if our house is on fire, right? So it allows China to make the move on Taiwan. You know, Russia's doing what it's doing. You know, it's going to be a global movement, and it's going to be extremely disruptive.
Well, the reason I called you guys last week, because you've been on before and you work with the satellite phone company, and so you've agreed to come on and talk about this. I was literally digging around for the two or three satellite phones I had. I'd given one to family. I was making sure they were charged, getting them ready. I have an antenna so I can be inside and use it for outside. I'm literally checking all my gear, getting everything ready, because I've been so offensively fighting the globalists that I basically had all my defensive in disarray. And so for me, Alex Jones, 74 days out from the election, and that's 76 days of hell once, you know, he's president-elect, I'm now spending 10, 15, 20% of my time getting ready. And that should show people the urgency in my mind. So the satellite phone company is a great sponsor. Let's talk about some of the basics of what people need. There's some amazing new products they've got that you think are awesome. They've got the best satellite phones at the best prices with the best deals you're going to find. And the good news is they're not a sponsor a lot of the time because they're sold out. They supply law enforcement, the military. I mean, they are the biggest company in the United States. So you get the best deal because they buy the most. You see them sponsoring, you know, all the other big shows as well. You need to go to InfoWarsPhone.com. That way we get some of the support. InfoWarsPhone.com. Tell us about solar panels, solar charging systems, sat phones, and this other really cool, secure encrypted phone. Tell us about these products.
Well, the thing about it, you have to just look at what's happening. When they have 50-plus senators on the left getting sat phones in case there's a crisis, you should worry about it. If I'm going to keep people from uprising, I'm going to kill comms. It's the first thing you do. That's how you control chaos. I mean, every one of my family members has the sat phone, right? I make sure that all the sat phones, every quarter, everyone's phone on my team and my family members, and then my emergency response vendors, every one of their sat phones has the numbers listed in the phone, right? So, and then we do a drill. Every quarter we do a drill. Why? Because that allows me to remind myself to charge the phone. But this is part of my emergency response team, the security team. The guys are bringing the food and shelter in, the fuel, the power, everything, right? The other thing that I do is I also have sat radios. So for me and my team, especially when we're on the border or we're areas where it's off-grid, I'm making sure that I have my sat radios, right? Another great tool that I have is, of course, like, you know, simple, right? You got your power bank, and then you have your actual charging, your solar charging panels, right? For areas that you're out in the desert, because what good is it if you have all your battery backups, but they're all dead, you know? Then I also carry a bivy stick, which is an SOS. You can drop it, send text messages with a backup phone. That works extremely well just for grid down, quick messaging. The other part of it, the security part of it, is I put the security team on these garments. These garments are also really, really good aspects to have. And just for example, with Rescue the Republic, right? That's going to be September 29th in DC. You got RFK speaking, you got Tulsi Gabbard speaking, and you have the other big man speaking and a bunch of other people that is all being announced as this stuff comes along. But all our security, the entire security team is using the secure phone. The secure phone is a Bitium phone, and it is secure messaging phone to phone. So if it ever were to get hacked, it scrubs all the messages from it. That phone completely shuts down. Everything clears off of it. It's water resistant. It prevents tracking, right? And this phone, to me, It's what NATO's using right now. So the commanders are using it. It's at the very, very top of it. It's something that I feel is going to be key, not just in the public sector, but in the private sector when it comes to family members, you know?
And here's the bottom line. I mean, there's a good chance the globalists are going to pull this. We're getting out front to expose them. But water filtration, firearms, food, that's all great. But if you don't have communications, I would say communications is just as important as water filtration or self-defense. And you know, your wife works across town or maybe another city, your husband does. In the world we're going into, you got to get these things. They're easy to use, but you got to start using them so you're proficient. Or, you know, your kids are in college, or, you know, you've got a teenager in school. Imagine, you know, terrorist hit, they're blowing things up, the grid goes down. you could just be 20 miles away and it could take you a week to, you might have to walk home, folks, and you've got to have rally points. You've got to get ready. And I'm preaching to myself right now because I'm now getting with my family doing this.
Alex, so we ran a training for 3 days up at Jenks Lake, private area that's between Ukiah and Big Bear. And we did a training called Grid Down California. And for 3 days, we took a bunch of our SF guys to teach some of the top civilians. Many of them are highly trained, how to forge, how to do medical in the field, force on force, how to provide a security perimeter, how to build a shelter out of nothing, right? How to purify water. We killed a goat, we skinned it, we cooked it. This is all in the woods. But if you don't do this type of training and actually know, like people talk, oh, well, we're just going to go there. I'm like, listen, all your paths have to be backcountry, not on the main roads. So unless you actually have drilled it, it ain't going to happen. And if all your systems were to go down, you should still have a place that's going to be a check-in or check-in board and a meeting location that your family knows exactly how and where they're going to go.
Oh, exactly. I'm admitting I've not done, I've done 1% of what I should, and that's most, and that's more than most of the public. Now is the time with 74 days out. And here's the bottom line. Everything is in stock right now, and that's not usually the case. They have really massively bought to have this. And as soon as the general public starts figuring out about this, and there's already giant demand with governments and private corporations, this stuff is going to go quick. You want to go to InfoWarsPhone.com. You want to check these products out, and you want to get ready. And like you said, the phone's worthless if you don't have the solar panel system. And it's all very affordable, the best deals you're going to get at InfoWarsPhone.com.
Yeah, I mean, listen, Ukraine, when Ukraine popped off, the phones were backed up for almost 9 months. Why? Because Ukraine, the military, all those guys came in and just picked them all off the shelf. So there was almost a 9-month delay, a back order on it. I'm not here to sell it. It's just that when those things go off, what happens? Can't get ammo. Ammo goes through the roof, right? You remember those shortages? Toilet paper, right? But as soon as this thing pops off and your communication's down, you're not going to get a sat phone. At that time, it's game over. It's game over for a secure phone if you're trying to keep people from tracking you and having secure messaging. This is where we're headed.
Wow, we've got about 10 minutes left here. RFK Jr. is coming up. As soon as he starts speaking, he's scheduled to speak in about 6-7 minutes or 10 minutes from now. He'll probably be a little bit late because they're going to stream it out. But the address is 2 p.m. Eastern. That's just a few minutes away. Steve, please continue with other key points.
Other key points that need to be, okay, so we talked about training, right? People are basically going, okay, I'm going to go get a firearm. But to me, that just means you're armed. It's like going to Guitar Center and buying a guitar. Does it make you a musician? So this is the time. The beautiful thing about America is you can actually get trained like a soldier. And for us, I hold the standard of we can be better trained than soldiers. So getting the actual training, doing a sim class, going out on the range, learning how to move and shoot, because there's going to come a time that you may be the one that's there that your family's going to depend on to keep them secure and keep them protected. So this really goes out to the husbands, the fathers, the men in the world in America today. It's time you show up, man. You can't be on that couch and just being complacent, because this is what we're counting on. We're counting on us, on the leadership, on people being well-trained, knowing what to do, and creating a community, because a lot of people don't realize the importance of, you can't provide a security perimeter with one or two people. You're looking at 25, 30 people to be on rotation to set up a camp wherever you're moving if you had to move through an area. And people are like, it's not coming to America, but you know what? It's at our doorstep, my friend. And of all times, this temperature in America has never been worse.
Steve, dead reckoning. What do you think? They're super hyping Civil War, grid outages. Klaus Schwab's giggling about it, saying it's the next thing after COVID. What do you think the percentage chances are they're going to pull something, and how serious do you think it'll be?
I feel that it's going to be completely next level, right? People have been conditioned with the whole COVID, the COVID lockdowns, that type of stuff. So it can't be the same playbook, right? It's going to be on a level of what we call shock and awe, because that's how you get people to retreat. You create confusion because, as you know, the government can lie to us. That happened in 2012 with Obama passing law that the government can issue propaganda out there. That's not true. So they own that machine. It's going to cause mass confusion. And I'm going to tell you, this day and age, man, this is Don't believe what your eyes see. Don't believe what your ears say, see or hear. It's going to be a time for us to really spiritually tune in and have that discernment and be connected to a community and part of a network. I mean, it like we talked about, it's not good enough just to have a SAT phone, but actually have a community of SAT users, especially for this time. This time's going to be critical.
And it's simple. You get the phone, you learn how to use it. It's really easy. You load all your key numbers into it. And then your wife, your children, you know, your parents, your community, you need to get on this now. And, you know, I've got one in each glove compartment of my two cars. It's just that simple, folks. You need to get prepared. InfoWarsPhone.com. That takes you right to the site. The big sat phone company. There are awesome folks. Steve Sleptovich, anything else you'd like to add?
No, all I'd like to add is if for all those American-loving people, Rescue the Republic is going to be September 29th in D.C. It is a unity rally. It's not about any left-right. It's about saving the Republic. And anybody that can be, if you can't make it there, watch it, share the information. You can find it at jointheresistance.org.
Jointheresistance.org. And by the way, I know the guys that are putting that on there. They're great people. Trump's going to be there, RFK Jr., everybody. And hey, in closing, what do you think about the imminent? That's what I was told Tuesday, unless he changes his mind. I know his wife's mad. RFK is set to endorse Trump in like 5 minutes.
Yeah, listen, RFK is a personal friend of mine. I love the man. I love his family. I love this what he stands for. And, you know, I've been in that movement long before he ever threw his hat in. Mm-hmm. I took him to the border, seeing a guy that actually went out there 3 nights, 4 days, asked all the hard questions. I took him to Maui after the fires, had a lot of just he's a brilliant man. And I feel those two together, especially for the chronic disease in America, the pharmaceuticals that have been going on, this the censorship that machine, the weaponization of of these different three-letter agencies. I think it's the best thing for saving the Republic. I just think that the world's coming together against the globalists. I mean, this is about humanity. It's against humanity versus the globalists. This is no longer a party system. And I'm grateful for you, Alex, for putting the message out there, getting the information out to people, warning people, because it's like the days of Noah, right? People don't think about it until it starts raining. So it's starting to rain, folks, and it's time to get ready. It's time to get trained. It's time to get together.
Absolutely. And Kennedy isn't speaking yet. Stay right there. You've seen what President Trump has gone through in the last 8 years. And you've seen a lot of the things that InfoWars has gone through. And I want to thank all of you over the years for your word of mouth, your prayer, and your financial support, because without you, we would not be on the air. Now, without getting into a two-hour-long story, in the process of the bankruptcy in the last 2 years, we were basically sabotaged, and the people that were brought in here to supposedly run things didn't reorder product, even though there was plenty of money at the time, to basically put this operation in a position of shutting down. But by the grace of God, years ago, I set up backup supplement line from one of the main providers of the raw materials we were using. And so many of these InfoWars MD products are actually our famous products, simply private labeled, and others are different formulas this company offers. They're all top of the line. They're already bestsellers. They're already all over the market and in stores and online under other names. But they are all the very best. So this line is called InfoWars MD. Our supplements are basically all sold out. Only a few things are left, like X2, X3, and some of the other amazing products. But with InfoWars MD, you have Turmeric 95. That is the same formula as Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. You have the Nitric Boost. It's so good for your heart cardiovascular system. It is the exact same formula. So our Nitric Boost is sold out. They have their Nitric Boost. They even let us use their name Nitric Boost a few years ago. So they're the original makers of this that Dr. Minkovich and others have talked about being one of the best formulas out there. So these are all really amazing products. You want to check out the line of InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds our operation. Get great products and help keep us on the air. I need you to take action. You will love these products. They work really, really good. No matter which one you try, they're already top of the line, tested, private label by us, available right now at InfoWarsStore.com under the InfoWars MD label. Thank you for your support.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.